Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, I'm so thrilled you're on the podcast today. Thanks for joining us on the weekday podcast. Before we dive into today's content, I want to ask you, would you take a moment and pray for our middle schoolers? We've got over 100 middle schoolers at camp, and we've got a couple of dozen adult volunteers that are there as well. And Thursday of camp is such a big day. Would you lift them up? I was able to travel earlier this week to be part of the kickoff, and it's just amazing. It's so amazing to see your students diving in. It's so amazing to see our family ministry team just leaning in and doing what they do so well of pouring in the next generation. And then honestly, the couple of dozen adults, college students and adults that are volunteering, they have such big hearts for students and they're in great hands. So let's lift them up today. Let's pray for them today and ask for God's blessings on this last full day of camp. Also, before we dive in, I want to invite you this Sunday morning, June the 2nd, we're kicking off a couple of summer groups that last just for the month of June. A couple of those are built around the teaching series that Pastor Chuck and I have been in called Confessions of a Recovering Christian. And so if you haven't signed up yet, please do so right now. Jump on the church app or on the church website and go to the register section and just let us know which group, which hour, so that we can be ready for you. And I want to encourage you, even if you're on the fence about it, would you take that next step and give it a try just for the month of June? Well, today I want to talk about what I call the 30-day challenge. As part of last Sunday's confession, it was this confession that I gave, and I don't know if this confession applies to you, but at least for me, my confession is for far too long, I focused more on how things looked on the outside of me instead of what was actually going on the inside of me. That so often, it's easier to think about what we're doing on the outside than who we're becoming on the inside. And so my confession is one of the ways that I've begun to allow God to work on the inside of me was by accessing His truth, His Word, the Bible. And so today, I want to give you what I call the 30-day challenge, because here's what I really believe. Is that if for the next 30 days you would spend intentional time each and every day in God's Word, you would see a difference in your life. I believe it. I'm convinced of it. And so let me give you three ways to think about this, three ways to begin to access God's truth. And the first one is this, is to read systematically, to read systematically. Now, I get it. If you've never read the Bible or if you've never tried to read through the Bible, it seems like this monumental task. It seems like it's almost impossible. But the truth is, it can be read. I mean, it only takes the average reader somewhere around 50 hours to read the entire Bible. So if you think about that, it's definitely doable. But one of the things that I found is it's so important to read systematically. In other words, to have a game plan. And so for these next 30 days, maybe your game plan would be for the first 24 of them to read a chapter of John each day. So start with John chapter 1, then John chapter 2 the next day, John chapter 3. That's a great way to do it. Some people take a proverb a day. There's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. So you could take Proverbs chapter 1 and read it today. Proverbs chapter 2, read it tomorrow, and so on. Another way to do that would be to grab the Power Routines journal that Pastor Chuck put together and to say, hey, I'm going to use the verses that are in here as my game plan. Another way to do it is to grab the Bible app, the YouVersion Bible app, or go to Bible.com on the internet and find a reading plan. But man, this is a fantastic way to access truth. Because as you read systematically, God begins to build context and content into your life. But here's a second key to accessing truth, not only reading systematically, but reading specifically. In other words, it's this idea that God wants to speak to the details of your life. And so instead of acting like it's some external exercise, bring your life to the Word. Bring your struggles, your fears, your hopes, your dreams, your prayer requests. Bring all of yourself to the text that you're reading and allow God to cause those verses to impact your day-to-day life. And so it's this idea of bringing your whole life to what you're reading and saying, God, would you speak to the detail areas of my life? So read systematically, read specifically. And here's the third one, to read with sensitivity. In other words, we want to make sure we're tuned in, that we're listening as best as we can, that we quiet ourselves, and we literally expect to hear from God. And so one way to read with sensitivity is to turn off all the devices, to mute the ringer, to close the laptop screen, and to say, you know what, for these next few minutes, I'm going to drive out as many distractions as possible because I want to hear from God. That's it. Those are three simple ways to say, I'm going to read systematically and have a game plan. I'm going to read specifically. I'm going to bring my life to the Word of God, and I'm going to read with sensitivity. I'm going to quiet my heart, quiet my soul, so that I can hear from Him. And I'm telling you, if you would carve out a few minutes a day for the next 30 days and to try this out, I guarantee you, you would sense a difference inside of you. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast for today, but thanks again for being part of these. If you haven't done this yet, one of the ways that you could help other people connect with this content is by rating this podcast on the iTunes podcast store, or consider sharing these on social media or email and help other people begin to experience these 5 minutes a day of encouragement in their life. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.